that's really our house, right? The White House. The president just rents it, so it really belongs to us. But what's it? What was it like visiting the White House, and did it measure up to your expectations when you went a year ago?
It's pretty special. All the history on the walls, and you know, kind of from the beginning, who's been through the same halls and kind of in the same rooms. And there's certain rooms that you go into and you're kind of in awe about what's exactly in the room and how kind of special it is to be able to kind of see and experience so much history.
Do you ever think about like peeking around a corner, there's some Secret Service guy probably like grab you or something like that?
Yeah.
Like Ryan Reeves would be coming up from behind you and grabbing
trying to get an extra sneak peek around certain corners that we may not supposed to be going into, but try and stay away from that because I'm not sure what's going on in there.
Did you get much of a tour? Or do you think maybe since you guys have been there before, maybe you'll get a different look than you got a year ago?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of hoping maybe we get a little bit of a different look, just maybe see a few different things that we didn't experience last year, but I guess we'll see.
Okay, listen to this segue. Something you didn't experience last year was a 10-1 loss. How did you guys go from playing a game like you did in Chicago and then coming back home and playing almost exactly the opposite?
We had a lot of proud guys in this locker room, and I think that affected us a little bit, taking that kind of a beating. And I think we learned our lessons. We looked at ourselves in the mirror, and we figured it out a little bit. The last game wasn't perfect, but it was definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, shutout. I mean, you know, you can't complain about that too much, can you? At least
no.
Murray's not complaining about it after the first two games.
Yeah, exactly.
Something I noticed about Sully is that when he wants to make a point, or like if one of us, if a media member asks something that he finds particularly irritating, he always starts out a sentence with look or listen. Like, look, or listen, guys, we're trying, you know, does he ever, is that a phrase that you guys find that when he means business, he might trot that out with you guys?
I haven't taken notice to that too much, but now that you say it, I'm probably going to start to kind of see it a little bit more when he's talking.
So you go, look, Rusty, like, you know, like he means business?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be noticing that a little bit more now.